This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The Diehard Eagles podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Welcome, everyone, to the Diehard Eagles podcast. I'm Sean, second the money green, with my fellow diehards, Rob and Justin. Training camp is in full swing. We got a preseason game coming up, which I'm sure we can talk about a little bit. But, there's certainly some exciting things, some concerning things. Justin, we'll start with the positive. What's the most exciting news item to come out of Eagles camp so far?
I mean, I think there's a few. I think for me, Hurts is kind of still up in the air. So I think I got to go say the defense. And more specifically within the defense, the secondary is doing well. But, the linebackers. Just hearing some really good stuff about them overall, just getting in sync with what's happening on the defensive side of the ball. Nick Rollins had a good interview. I think it was probably a week and a half ago or so. But just talking about how everything's starting to click, especially the second year in Gannon's defense. And you just keep seeing all these headlines now about TJ Edwards really stepping up, which is getting me excited. I just hope it's not another like Alex Singleton type of situation. You know, he's really good. He's like the best second string guy you could have, but he's just not really a starter. But TJ Edwards has shown flashes in the past. So Davion Taylor seems to be, stepping up, and White, even though it's his first year in the system, seems to be doing well. And then Rollins even pointed out, Dean's still trying to work on things. He's learning. It is a little complex, especially moving from the college game to this. So, it's going to take a little bit of time. So I don't think we need to rush him in. And it seems like these other guys are doing their job well so that we don't have to force him in into situations where it doesn't need to work, where it doesn't have to like push it. So I just think it's good. It's good to hear that we have different looks in that system as well, especially for that linebacker core. So there you go.
No, it's crazy. We're in a situation where we might have depth at linebacker, Kazir White, N'Kobe Dean. To your point, TJ Edwards supposedly just like, blowing people away. They're making tons of plays. It's really weird. And, even some old school writers are saying like, this is the best linebacker core the Eagles have had in a really, really long time. Rob, I'll kick it to you. What's been the most exciting thing? I know I always like fire up the tweets early morning, scrolling through, see what's happening. What's been the most exciting thing for you so far?
By early morning, when Sean wakes up at like noon his time, and I've been sending tweets for about 6 hours.
It is funny when Justin wakes up before me, being in Hawaii.
No, you know what? I'm pumped. I'm pretty amped about Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Just the excitement around him. I know he was our first round pick, and you just hear every day like he's impressing people. Like he just seems like this guy that could really be a force in the middle of this defense. And that's exactly what you want to be hearing about our first round pick. He still has a lot to learn, a lot to prove. I love the early hype that's out there about him. Other than that, obviously the other one is AJ Brown. It seems like so far he's really just delivering in camp. He's making nice catches. He's, getting the ball from Hurts a lot. So it's exciting. What else is there to say?
That video of Jordan Davis just blowing back Cam Jurgens is, slightly concerning for Cam Jurgens, but Jordan Davis is just 300 pounds and just blowing this guy back. To me, you mentioned AJ Brown. I think more specifically, is his catch and run ability. Like watching those clips that fans videotaped from the stands, which that's how like diehard I like some fan like posted every individual play from that live practice. And this is just this shaky camera of him holding the cell phone. But AJ Brown catch and run ability, I think, is going to be insane. And you know, one of the critiques of Jalen Hurts, and rightly so, is that he didn't use the middle of the field. But now AJ Brown with just those little slants over the middle, you know, even just like a small dig route in, he really is hitting the open field. And not only AJ Brown, but how much they're targeting AJ Brown. He's getting like, you know, double the number of targets to Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert, the couple other guys you would expect to be getting a bunch of looks. And I'm all for it because that guy just can catch the ball. He can catch and run, and he's just a massive target. And I think for a guy like Jalen Hurts, who again, rare breed, untamed, but certainly has some issues, getting a guy like AJ Brown is going to make a huge difference. Taking a quick break to talk about WynnBET. That's right. Bet big. Win bigger with WynnBET. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Again, get in on the WynnBET Casino 24 hours a day, 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Reduced juice on the MLB games. So much to bet on. So much action. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older. Present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you're someone you know has a gaming problem, call 1-800-522-4700. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. Hey, we're also brought to you by Odds Trader. That's right. Odds Trader. If you're ever, you know, looking to shop around on getting the best offers for sportsbooks, oddstrader.com/bluewire is where you want to go. They give you the best promos, best signup codes, and you can compare odds from all the major books. Highly, highly recommend it. They also have player stats, game stats, injury reports, game day weather. Really, just your one-stop shop for sports gambling. Highly recommend it. Plus the bet tracker, game day weather. I already mentioned the weather, but weather is important. OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. ODDS Trader, TRADER.com/BlueWire. And we're back on the Die Hard Eagles podcast. Justin, what about you? Anything most concerning? If you had to pick one thing that you've seen from camp where you're already like, oh, no. Not again.
These guys are getting dinged up, Sean, and it is concerning. And, you know, Mailata, Dillard had the concussion. Same with Scott as well. They're wearing those pansy little helmets, and they don't seem to be doing much. Like the extra helmet on the helmet.
That waffle iron they put on top of their head is not stopping the concussions at all.
I think it's Mailata's second since he's been in the league. I could be wrong. It might be more. But, I mean, the guy's also played rugby. So I assume, you know, he's had at least a half a dozen at this point. So you do get a little bit concerned. And the other one, the big one, actually, is Gainwell with the hip injury.
Yeah.
I think today or yesterday. I don't know more about it, but just any hip injury just concerns me. Anytime I've seen it, whether it be baseball, football, or whatnot, it seems like that's a tough one to get over, especially if it's somewhat serious.
Yeah, and at the running back position, I mean, hopefully it's nothing, but again, obviously it could be something, and hips can be nagging. They can linger on through the season. What about you, Rob? What's the most concerning you've seen?
I mean, obviously the injuries, like you guys said, but you know, the one thing, and I'm not going to use the term concerning because I'm not yet concerned about him as a player, but what I'm a little disappointed about is, as excited as I am to hear about those early reports of, you know, Jordan Davis, I'm a little disappointed that I have not heard them about N'Kobe Dean. And I was a big Dean guy. I still am. I believe he's going to be a great player, but I was hoping we'd be hearing those things in training camp, that he's flying around, making plays, you know, this and that. And it just seems like those reports haven't come so far. And I want to be clear. I'm not worried about him as a player. It's a linebacker. There's a lot to learn on defense. But I was just hoping we'd be hearing that too, that he was going to come in and make this instant impact and flying around. And hopefully he still will. It just seems like we haven't gotten those reports yet.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And adding on to the injuries, Devonta Smith now with the groin thing, again, shouldn't be a huge thing, but you know, maybe it lingers, maybe he reaggravates. It's something obviously to be worried about. And Jalen Hurts, you know, he's been up and down. You know, different beat reporters are grading him different ways, but no one's saying A. No one's saying A plus. I think the best I've heard is like a B plus. You know, some stock even, stock downs, a couple stock up days, which I always make sure to call Rob and leave a voicemail. Stock up, because I just wish it was a little bit better. Now, some of that I think, you know, as much as this could be an excuse, some of it I think is just the defense. I think I wasn't as expecting this. I don't know, like the reports coming out of the defense, I think the defense might be better than I initially projected. So I think that's good, but I would have liked to see a couple more Hurts dealing type tweets coming out of training camp. But again, Hurts's game is kind of just being a gamer. So we'll see where that ends up. But
I mean, for the record, Sean, there was like a day or two period where you were seriously concerned. I mean, I don't want to use the term out, but you were panicking a little bit.
I mean, you were like a day trader ready to sell. Like you were, it was like the second down day and you were ready to be out.
He was transitioning to his Broncos love.
Yes. Hashtag Broncos country. Let's go Broncos. One of the other big storylines, Miles Sanders getting some second team reps. And then, you know, he got all upset that they were reporting that he was running with the twos. It's just funny how all this stuff gets to the guys and seems to rattle them. What is your thoughts, Justin, on Miles Sanders getting a few second team reps? Last year, he didn't get any in training camp. Now he's getting some. What do you think?
I didn't have any concern with it. I mean, you got to get all those guys in the mix. It sounds like, you know, we split the carries fairly evenly, not, you know, exactly evenly, but nobody's, you know, the main guy, so to speak. We lean on Sanders, but who knows when he goes down. So I actually like the fact that early on in training camp, they were trying to see what they had with Gainwell. It sounded like putting him in the mix. So, I mean, if Sanders gets some second team, I don't think he should be too upset. Not to mention, I mean, this is his probably his final season with us. So, you know, see what you got in Gainwell and what you got there. But I guess Sanders shouldn't be overly concerned now with Scott having the concussion and Gainwell with the hip injury now.
Yeah, and by all accounts, he's looked really good as a runner and had some explosive runs and had a really good camp. I kind of like it in the sense that he seems like he has a chip on his shoulder, and I like a running back with a chip on his shoulder in a contract year. A motivated Miles Sanders, I don't think, is a bad thing for this team at all. Rob, what's your take on Sanders and the second team?
Look, I think it's such a non-issue and a non-story. I mean, I get it. Some people say it's not out of the ordinary. Some person said, I think I saw that he hadn't done that last year, but clearly they have a rotation at running back. We're not like a workhorse, you know, kind of situation. You know, what bothers me is he's so affected by it. Like, just like focus on the game, filter out the outside noise. You know, a couple of these guys do it. And honestly, AJ Brown does it sometimes too. He's like responding on people, you know, responding to people and just ignore it. I mean, you're always going to have people out there that are haters or that are, you know, trying to get a rise out of you. You can't let that get to you.
No. Yeah. You gotta just, you know, move on, rise and grind. Another one that kind of another guy chirping a little bit, Quez Watkins claimed he's the fastest guy in the NFL. Rob, do you think that's true? Quez, if you're the fastest guy, how'd you get tackled on that 91-yard pass play in the 49ers game?
Yeah, I'm with you. That's a great point, Sean. I mean, I don't know. Is he the fastest or not? I mean, clearly there's some crazy fast guys, Tyreek Hill and, you know, some other guys. I'm sure he's up there. I mean, is he the top? I could believe he might be top 10 in the NFL. Is he the fastest? I'd be surprised if he actually is. But clearly he is a speed guy.
I mean, Johnson,
could you beat him?
He's not even the fastest on the team, right? Devin Allen, I mean, I would assume take away the hurdles, he's still just as fast, if not faster. So, I mean, I understand these guys and the fact that his career is based on the aspect that he's quick. So you got to say that. But I think he even knows that he's not the fastest guy on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to your point. Yeah. There's a guy who's a legit hurdles gold medalist.
Olympian.
What about our boy, the Mormon Missile, Britton Covey, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty fast.
I forgot about him.
And now we look like geniuses because I think we were all kind of saying Britton Covey, breakout camp, and Greg Ward, surprise cut. And now Greg Ward dealing with the toe issue looks like, you know, you can't make the club in the tub. Looks like Greg Ward maybe on the chopping block. You like that expression, Justin?
I love it, Sean.
Feel pretty. And I'm gonna just transition to the next point. Bold prediction for the first preseason game. Britton Covey gets a touchdown. It could be a bubble screen, maybe a special teams play, but I predict the Mormon Missile finds his way into the end zone. Rob, anything you're keeping your eye on for this Jets game? I imagine coming up, I imagine they're not going to play the starters, but what, anything you're looking for?
No, I mean, I guess I'm looking at Jordan Davis. How's he going to do against, you know, another team's tackles? Will he maybe have a blow up play? I'm guessing as a rookie, he might play. I'm with you, Sean. I doubt they play the starters at all, especially if some of these, you know, linemen aren't ready to go yet. I think Mailata was back at practice, but do they really want to play him in a game yet? I don't know. So I don't know. I'm just kind of, I think you just go into this game and you see what jumps out. I don't know that I have anyone specific I'm looking at. I just want to see who kind of catches my attention.
Justin, who you keeping your eye on for the preseason game?
I know it's kind of far down the list, but there are QBs. So I am curious, you know, Sinet is starting to come on strong, it sounds like, and Carson Strong seems to be dwindling. So I don't know if it's hype, if it's just writers, you know, trying to talk up this guy who shouldn't really make the team and all that. So I am curious to see how many reps each of them get and then kind of who plays better than who. I mean, it doesn't mean either of them, well, you know, one might not even be in the mix or play at all. Who knows what happens as far as that during the preseason game, but I am curious to see who goes out there and who's able to play well.
Yeah. Reed Sinet's interesting because supposedly he was getting some second team reps over Minshew. I think partly it was like Minshew had a couple bad reps. So they were, and Reed Sinet supposedly has had a good camp. So I think they were kind of giving Reed a chance there. And yeah, to your point, Carson Strong just been all over the place, kind of erratic by all accounts. But going back to N'Kobe Dean, would love to see N'Kobe Dean in live action. I assume he's one of the guys that we are going to be seeing and seeing a decent amount of. So I would love to see him in action. And that's really what I'm looking for in this first preseason game. N'Kobe Dean, Britton Covey on the other end. I imagine we don't see AJ Brown. I imagine we don't see Hurts, especially with these O-line injuries. Like, unless they're playing the first team offensive line, you're crazy to put out Jalen Hurts in the first preseason game, right, Rob?
No.
Yeah. I mean, look, if any of those linemen are not playing, and already we know obviously Kelsey's not going to be playing.
Yeah.
I'm not starting Hurts yet. It's just too big of a risk. Why risk it? Save it for another game.
Totally. Yeah. And transitioning there, Jason Kelsey got surgery. It's supposedly it's just a cleaning out procedure, something like that. Who knows what that means? Arthroscopic elbow surgery. Now, by all accounts, it sounded like he was, hey, you know, I got this elbow thing. Try and play through it. Can't play through it. According to the team, he should be ready week one. But Justin, got to be a little concerning. I mean, again, Cam Jurgens just getting destroyed. Cam Jurgens struggles with the snap. Like, he maybe develops, but I don't know if he's ready to start week one. And Jason Kelsey has that crazy long start streak. So I'd be pretty surprised if he doesn't play. I think worst case, they just throw a brace on his arm. But still, pretty concerning, this late surgery news.
Yeah, this is concerning, and it really makes me curious. Like, what was the situation? Is this a lingering thing? And then he started training camp, and he realized, you know what, I don't want to go the whole season with this, so he decided to have it now. Kind of so he'd hopefully be ready. But I also feel like you see these cleaning out surgeries closer to the beginning of the season with these older guys. And I wonder if there's, this is just conspiracy theory, Justin, here. I wonder if these older guys just don't want to have to go through training camp or preseason because they know it. Like Kelce, so he's like, you know what, I get the surgery here. I'll get paid to kind of, you know, watch the tape and go through the motions with the guys, but I don't actually have to do like the reps. I'm ready to go. And I'm fine with that as long as he's ready for, you know, the beginning of the season against the Lions.
Man, how dare you, Justin? I mean, look, I agree with you. It's frustrating if they could have done it all off season, but look, if there's anyone I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt, it's Jason Kelce. He certainly earned that. He's been a, you know, legendary player, likely Hall of Famer. I'm going to take him at his word. He probably thought he could play through it, and it probably is just aggravated with, you know, camp starting. So, you know, the good news is hopefully it looks like he's going to play. And I guess, look, for the first game of the season, and I guess the silver lining is it's going to give Cam Jurgens some meaningful reps. He'll get even more reps now in camp, which hopefully will, you know, make him into a better player.
I like that, Rob. That's all-time camp spin. This injury is good. Helps us help the rookies get depth, helps the rookies get some experience they wouldn't have got. I like that. It's a great spin. Yeah, I mean, Kelce, he's a dog. He's going to be out there. But again, obviously want him to be closest to 100%. Guy's getting up there, 34 years old. We'll see. And the two tackles, offensive tackles getting concussions, I think that's partly too why there has been some practices where, you know, Hurts is running more because, you know, two backup tackles. I think they were down to their like third string left tackle there. So certainly that's going to impact, you know, just the pocket collapsing and Hurts having to run. So hopefully they just, you know, preseason, you're just sitting there waiting for something bad to happen. Knock on wood, we're going to make it through. Nothing too crazy, nothing too major. As far as the roster itself, there was been some rumors about Josh Jacobs being traded. We debated it in the group text. Justin, Josh Jacobs, 4 Miles Sanders, straight up, are you doing it?
No. They both had the same contracts. I was hoping, you know, with Jacobs having that was a first rounder, they have that weird like fifth year option. I think it's favors the team there, but I guess they waived that with him. So it doesn't make any sense. If we could have gotten that fifth year, maybe there's a reason why we should keep him and get him on the cheap. But you're going to have to re-sign him for, I would assume he wants some decent money and more than running backs are worth at this point. I mean, as we've seen with our offensive line too, they're pretty good. You can kind of throw, I don't want to say anybody back there. We have some decent talent, but we don't need Josh Jacobs in order to be a contender.
We don't need you, Josh Jacobs. You hear that? No, and I don't know. Like Josh Jacobs, yards per carry, he just didn't seem that bit of an explosive guy. I like sticking with Sanders, the explosiveness, the chip on his shoulder. It seems to – let's ride this out with Sanders. And last year in the rookie contract, I don't know. Bringing in Josh Jacobs feels like a lateral move. I know Kareem Hunt, there's rumors. Maybe the Eagles end up with him. I would just be surprised if the Eagles – I guess I wouldn't be surprised if they trade for a running back. I'd be surprised if they trade for one like Kareem Hunt or Josh Jacobs, who would be looking for a new contract. Cause I don't think that's how his MO is to pay a running back. Right. I think there's a chance they bring in a running back, but not Kareem Hunt or Josh Jacobs.
No, I agree. I think Sanders knows the offense at this point. He's explosive. Does he have flaws? Can he catch the ball? You know, can he be a better receiver out of the backfield? Yes, but he does have that breakaway ability. I think you just see what he has this year. And look, if you need a running back for next year, you take one in like the third round or something. And you just, you know, I just don't see the value in getting an established guy that you're going to have to give a big contract to. There's just too many positions now that we have to pay contracts we're going to have coming up. And I just think, you know, you have to prioritize other positions.
Taking a quick break to talk about Run Your Pool. That's right. Run Your Pool is the best way to run any NFL pool this year. Pick'em, Survivor, Fantasy Pools, fully customizable. I've run a ton of pools on Run Your Pool. Highly recommend it. And SGPN, we are doing our own free NFL Survivor contest. Again, free to enter. Got some awesome prizes coming up. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor to get in over there. And hey, shout out to Sleeper Fantasy. That's right. You probably already play Fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can play their new over-under game for the NFL, MLB. It's going to be awesome with the NFL right around the corner. They actually have the over-under player props built right into the fantasy experience. And if you open up on your mobile phone and go to sleeper.com/SGP, Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Sleeper.com/SGP. That's sleeper.com/SGP. Promo code SGP. 100% deposit match up to $100. Terms and conditions. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. And as always, IP Vanish, the official VPN of SGPN. Make all your internet security problems disappear, encrypting your data 100%. Got passwords, communications, browsing history, all safe and secure. IP Vanish. Use our code, our link, ipvanish.com/SGP, 70% off. And of course, they have a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're covered there as well. Highly recommend ipvanish.com/SGP. And we're back on the Diehard Eagles podcast. Yeah, no one wants to pay a running back. I mean, what are we to turn into the Giants? Come on. Nobody wants that.
Or the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cowboys, Zeke. Oh, speaking of Cowboys, I think this is a great running gag, because you guys are great at going on the other team's subreddits, especially in the division. Well, one, and not listed on here, but did you guys see that tweet of Commanders fan who went to the practice and said, "I watched this practice, we may not win a game," and it went viral? That was pretty awesome. No, I didn't. Yeah, and then apparently, like, the first team offense, like, running on air, and Carson Wentz is missing guys. So that was pretty great. And then Justin shared this one. Of course, we know Trayvon Diggs got burned by some undrafted free agent. The clip went viral. He then turned off his Twitter, which he said it was unrelated. He just turned off social media to focus on the season more. And then I think Justin or Rob, you guys found this, Reddit post in the Cowboys subreddit, which was great. It's titled "Trayvon Diggs Hate." He deactivated his Twitter today, which is good. Don't need to be seeing yourself getting slandered all day. He has to be one of the most hated players in the league for no reason. He doesn't even talk trash or do anything crazy. He just plays for the Cowboys. Any mistake, hell, even a catch on him goes super viral on every social media platform. If he was on any other team in the league, he'd be a fan favorite. He might get the most hate since Romo. This guy is so up in his feelings. It's great.
That was a Reddit post.
Yes.
Oh, that's so great.
Got a ton of upvotes. I'm sure that's how it made it onto made it across our window here. That it's just the, like, woe is me Cowboys fan is really great.
Yeah, I saw on the Cowboys thread they had the out route where Jalen Hurts completely missed. I forget who the receiver was, but within that post, so they're hating on Hurts, and then people are commenting about how Eagles fans hate them and they won't shut up about Cowboys and what they do. And I was just like, the irony of this, you guys are the ones posting the Hurts video on your Reddit page. I don't get it. But anyways.
No. And I mean, and then of course there was the Daniel Jones news. I forgot to add it to the rundown, but he missed Kenny Galladay on that out route. And then it's so funny how these viral training camp clips have, like, a life of their own. First, it starts out with, like, "Oh my God, can you believe this? This is the worst throw of all time." And then someone will, like, decide to zag and defend it and go, "Actually, this was a good play. He threw the ball out of bounds. He threw it to where only his guy could get it. His guy can't get it 6 yards out of bounds." Like, who are you kidding? And you're right. It was a horrible route by Kenny Galladay, but still, it was also a bad throw. I think he was trying to throw it away, and he also did a bad job of throwing it away. It was just great. So it's great to be in that time of camp where training camp clips are going viral. We got the Jets coming up. I don't think I got your guys' bold prediction, but Justin, bold prediction for the training camp game. Essentially the preseason game, week one, the Jets. What do we got?
I know you said Kobe's going to score a touchdown, but I'm going to say Devin Allen scores a touchdown.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ride him a little bit here. I think he could be, you know, a preseason favorite. I still don't think he makes the team, but yeah, I think he could be one of those guys that kind of stands out and the fans like him, at least through the preseason.
Rob, what about you?
I hate making predictions about these games, but I'm going to say Huntley breaks a run.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my pick.
He's a fun special teamer and or you know, deep running back guy. Haven't heard much about him, and you're probably right. He probably gets a decent look with Gainwell banged up, and who knows if they'll put out Sanders. So, yeah, it'll probably just be him and Boston Scott carrying the load, I would imagine.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. All right. Week one, preseason. We'll talk about the game, what happened in it, any big takeaways, training camp news, latest injury updates, all happening on the Die Hard Eagles podcast. Give us a follow on Twitter at Die Hard Eagles 52. Got some gear in the SGPN store, store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review for the Die Hard Eagles podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green. For Rob, for Justin, go Birds!
Go Birds.
Go Birds.